Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace over our lives. Father, we honor you. You are good. You are kind. We bless your name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We honor you. We bow before you. Lord, we exalt you. You are worthy to be praised forever. We bless your name, O God. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We lift you up higher. We say you are God, and you are God forever. You are God from beginning to the end. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we honor you. Thank you, O Lord, for this year 2025. O Lord, we bless you. Today, we have come with a heart of gratitude to give thanks to your name for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. And Father, this day, as we go, we ask that your presence will go with us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 31st of December, 2025. The last day of this wonderful year, 2025. It has been God all the way, not by power, not by might, but by the mercy of the Lord. It is the Lord's doing. This morning, I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord. It is by the grace of the Lord that you are alive today. It is not by your doing. It is not of your righteousness, but for the mercy and for the grace of the Lord over your life. I want you to bless his holy name. Today is the last day of this wonderful year 2025. It is God. Worship him since the beginning of this year, the 1st of January 2025, up till now. It is not by your doing. It is God. All the declarations that you have made from the first day of this year to this very moment, it is the Lord that is always by your side. It is the Lord that has confirmed his words in your life by the signs and wonders that has followed. Give honor to his name. And as you are going out today, I want you to declare this upon your life. Today, the last day of the month, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus. The scripture says that fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord go before me this day and consume every hindrance, every evil that the enemy has programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over you this day. Any form of evil that is prepared into you is cancelled by the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that no weapon that is put together will prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, you are condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh, the rod of the wicked will not fall upon my portion, will not fall upon my heritage. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they are there to defend and to comfort me. Oh, therefore, I declare every agenda of the enemy over my life is overturned in the name of Jesus. I cancel every devices of the wicked over my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, every enterprise of the enemy, enterprise of the wicked over me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. The Lord frustrates the tokens of the wicked over me in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I take prophetic stand over this day. This day, you will produce the evidence of God's blessing over my life. In the name of Jesus, all that I do today, I do according to the favor of the Lord. I declare that every trap that the enemy has set into the last day of the year, I will not walk into it. I will not fall into it. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into any last minute trap, any last minute accident. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the wicked is cancelled over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I am secured in the name of the Lord. The scripture says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of Almighty. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I dwell under the wings of his covering. In the name of Jesus, oh, the wings of the Lord carry me far above principalities of men, above every evil that man has programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, I will not fall into any emergency accident. Any emergency evil event is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, last minute accident is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, last minute wickedness, last minute trap of the enemy will not be my portion. In the name of Jesus, I am under the mercy of the Lord. I am under the covering of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I say it again, that the fire of the Lord go before me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the chariot of fire go before me. In the name of Jesus, darkness that I cannot divine will not rule over my day. Today is the last day of the year. Darkness that I cannot divine will not have expression in my day. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. The light of God shine over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly ask for the mercy of the Lord over this nation. As we go today, ask that the Lord will show forth his mercy upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus. The Lord, let your mercy speak over this nation, that as we are crossing into the new year, that Nigeria will experience a new beginning. By the mercy of the Lord, we experience a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our voice, we lift up our hands, and we ask, O Lord, that your mercy be upon us in the name of Jesus. The Lord, today being the last day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Dearly beloved, I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Give honor unto his holy name. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Oh, give honor unto his name. This morning, I want us to bless the name of the Lord. I want us to appreciate it. Psalm 107 verse 1 to 2. The scripture says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them say, for the Lord is good, and that for his mercy endures forever. 2025, it is by the goodness and by the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed. The wind blow, storm arose as if it was going to capsize our life. But for his grace, but for his mercy and his goodness over our life, we are still standing till today. Oh, Psalm 118 verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endures forever. It is by the mercy of the Lord, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord looks good on me. I don't know about you, but the goodness and the mercy of the Lord looks good on me and my household. Irrespective of the situation that you are in presently, it is by the goodness and by the mercy of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord looks good on you. It is by his goodness. The goodness and the mercy of the Lord is perfect. His mercy is forever. The goodness and the mercy of the Lord is perfect for you, perfect for your life, and his mercy is forever. God's goodness is beyond the divinations of men. It's beyond the divinations of men. It's beyond the explanation that men give. God is good. Let me tell you, dearly beloved, no matter what you are going through, no matter the pain that you are going through presently, God is good and his mercy is forever. His mercy endures forever over your life. His mercy endures forever over your life. Look at me, dearly beloved. I am the expression of God's love. I am the expression of God's goodness. I am the expression of his mercy. because it is by the mercy and the love of the Lord that you can listen to me today. It is by the mercy and the expressions of his love that you are right there listening to me today. Whatever time you are listening, either this morning or in the afternoon or later today or in the later time, it is by the goodness of the Lord. It is by the full expressions of his love over you. Who am I? If not for the grace and the mercy of the Lord, I would have been forgotten. Many waters will have passed over me. But for his goodness, but for his love, but for his grace, and but for and his mercy. The scripture says, Psalm 107 verse 1, and who give thanks to the Lord for his good and for his mercy endures forever. Verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let those that are redeemed by his love, those that are redeemed by his blood, let them say that his goodness is forever. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, whom he has redeemed from the storms of life, let them say for his goodness, his mercy endures forever. Listen to me, dearly beloved. The expression of God's goodness, the expressions of his grace over your life can never run out. Let me tell you, you can never run out of God's mercy. It is with him in abundance. God is good. The expression of his love for you is forever. As long as you believe on his name, as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus, his expressions of goodness is forever over your life. His expression of mercy is forever over you. You can never run out of the expression of God's love. God never runs out of his mercy for you. God is good. The supply of my needs. Listen to me, dearly beloved. Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. He said, but my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. The supply of my need is infinite. It does not stop. And that is why he had made it a word for me that there will be food on my table and there will always be bread in my house. He has said that the container of my food will not be empty and the cruse of my oil will not cease. There will be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. It will not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread, because his supply of goodness for me is infinite. Is infinite. I can never run out of God's provision. I can never run out of his mercy. I can never run out of his life. His mercy never runs out. His goodness never runs out. His goodness is forevermore. 2025 has been a wonderful year. It is by the goodness of the Lord. It is by the provision of the Lord. The scripture says that the Lord God is our refuge and a very present help in the time of need. Is the Lord God my refuge? The Lord God your refuge? A very present help in times of trouble. His eyes is always on me at all time, for I am the apple of the Lord. The scripture says that as I go from one place to the other, from one kingdom to another kingdom, he suffer no man to do me evil. He reproved kings because of me, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. His eyes is always on me. He never takes off his eyes of mercy away from me. He never takes away his eyes of goodness from me. His mercy is forevermore. You are forever faithful, O Lord. Forever compassionate. Forever merciful. And forever good to me and my household. I want you to read with me Psalm 136. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 9 as we round up. But I want you to read the whole Psalm from verse 1 to verse 26. Psalm 136 from verse 1 to 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great light, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I'm going to stop here because of time and space. Beloved, give thanks to the Lord. Enter into the new year with thanksgiving in your mouth. Bless the name of the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord. It is by the mercy of the Lord that you are not consumed. Whatever it is that you are going through, it is by the mercy of the Lord that you are still standing. What the enemy meant for evil over your life, the Lord is turning it around and is becoming a testimony for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you as you step out today. That which has been planned, programmed, prepared for you as your blessing for this year 2025, the Lord is delivering them to you. You are not going to carry them over. You are getting everything today in the name of Jesus. Whatever trap, whatever last minute trap that the enemy has placed down, you will not walk into it. In the name of Jesus, you will not by accident walk into another man's trap. In the name of Jesus, the goodness of the Lord is upon you. The eyes of the Lord is upon you. The mercy of the Lord endures forever over your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember as we celebrate the end of the year and the beginning of the new season, remember the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Compliment of the season. The next time you are hearing my voice on this platform is year 2026. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.